Knowing the truth about sin, loving the true Savior, Jesus Christ, serving God with a true heart, doing the things true and right in the sight of God, there they are, all four together. Think about them, I entreat you, and each one of you ask yourself this question. What am I doing at this very time? Am I walking in truth? I dare be sure that many boys and girls here know well what answer they ought to give. And God knows too, for He sees your hearts as plainly as I see your faces this minute. Children, the all-seeing God sends you a question this night by my mouth. He says, are you walking in truth? Why should you not? Thousands of dear children have walked in truth already and found it pleasant. The way is trodden by many little feet before your own. Thousands of boys and girls are walking in truth at this moment, and there is yet room. Dear children, think this night, why should not you? And now I will go on to the second thing I promised to speak of. I said I would try to show you some of the reasons why John rejoiced to find this lady's children walking in truth. Let me see about it. The text says, I rejoice greatly. Now, why did he rejoice? There must have been some good reasons. John was not a man to rejoice without cause. Listen, dear children, and you shall hear what those reasons were. For one thing, John rejoiced because he was a good man himself. All good people like to see others walking in truth as well as themselves. I dare say you have heard how the angels in heaven rejoice when they see one sinner repenting. Some of you, no doubt, have read it in the 15th chapter of Luke. Well, good people are like the angels in this. They are full of love and compassion, and when they see anyone turning away from sin and doing what is right, it makes them feel happy. Good people find walking in truth so pleasant that they would like everybody else to walk in truth too. They do not wish to keep all this pleasantness to themselves and to go to heaven alone. They want to see all about them loving Jesus Christ and obeying Him, all their relations, all their neighbors, all their old friends, all their young ones indeed, all the world. The more they see walking in truth, the better they are pleased. Children, John was a good man and full of love to souls, and this was one reason why he rejoiced. For another thing, John rejoiced because it is very uncommon to see children walking in truth. Dear children, I am very sorry to tell you there are many bad boys and girls in the world. Too many are careless, thoughtless, self-willed, and disobedient. Nobody can rejoice over them. I hear many fathers and mothers complaining about this. I hear many schoolmasters and schoolmistresses speak of it. I am afraid it is quite true. There are many children who will not give their minds to anything that is good. They will not do what they are bid. They like to be idle and to have their own way. They love playing better than learning. They do things which God says are wicked and wrong and are not ashamed. And all this is very sad to see. John, you may be sure, had found this out, but he was an aged man as well as an apostle, and had seen many things. He knew that even the children of good people sometimes turn out very badly. I dare say he remembered Jacob and David and all the sorrow their families caused them. And no doubt he knew what Solomon says in the book of Proverbs, "Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child." When, therefore, John saw this lady's children not turning out ill, like others, but walking in the way they should go, he might well feel it was a special mercy. I do not at all wonder that he greatly rejoiced. For another thing, John rejoiced because he knew that walking in truth would make these children really happy in this life. John was not one of those foolish persons who do not like much religion and fancy it makes people unhappy. John knew that the more true religion people have, the more happy they are. John knew that life is always full of care and trouble, and that the only way to get through life comfortably is to be a real follower and servant of Jesus Christ. Dear children, remember what I say this night. If ever you would be happy in this evil world, You must give your hearts to Jesus Christ and follow him. Give him the entire charge of your souls and ask him to be your Savior and your God, and then you will be happy. Have no will of your own and only try to please him, and then your life will be pleasant. Trust all to Christ, and he will undertake to manage all that concerns your soul. Trust in him at all times. Trust in him in every condition, in sickness and in health, in youth and in age, in poverty and in plenty, in sorrow and in joy. Trust in him, and he will be a shepherd to watch over you, a guide to lead you, a king to protect you, a friend to help you in time of need. Trust in him, and he says himself, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He will put his spirit into you and give you a new heart. He will give you power to become a true child of God. He will give you grace to keep down bad tempers, to be no longer selfish, to love others as yourself. He will make your cares more light and your work more easy. He will comfort you in time of trouble. Christ can make those happy who trust in him. Christ died to save them, and Christ ever lives to give them peace. Dear children, John was well aware of these things. He had learned them by experience. He saw this lady's children likely to be happy in this world, and no wonder he rejoiced. Lastly, John rejoiced because he knew that walking in truth in the life that now is would lead to glory and honor in the life to come. The life to come is the life we should all think most of. Many people seem only to care for what happens to them in this life, but they are sadly mistaken. This life is very short. It will soon be over. The oldest man will tell you it seems only a few years since he was a child. The life to come is the life of real importance. It will have no end. It will be never-ending happiness or never-ending pain. Oh, what a serious thought that is! Children, I doubt not John was thinking of the life to come when he rejoiced. Our Lord Jesus Christ had often told him of the glorious rewards prepared for those who walk in truth. John thought of the rewards laid up in heaven for these children and was glad. I doubt not John looked forward in his heart to that day when Jesus shall come again. I dare say he saw in his mind's eye these dear children clothed in robes white as snow, having golden crowns on their heads, standing at Jesus Christ's right hand, enjoying pleasures forevermore. He saw them and their beloved mother meeting again in heaven, meeting in that blessed place where parting and sorrow shall be known no more. Dear children, these must have been sweet and pleasant thoughts. I do not wonder that John rejoiced. And now I have finished what I have to say about our text. I have done what I promised. I have told you what it is to walk in truth. That is one thing. I have told you why John rejoiced so much to find this lady's children walking in truth. That is another. Let me now wind up all by saying something which, by God's help, may fasten this address in your minds. Alas, how many addresses are forgotten. I want this one to stick in your hearts and do good. Ask yourselves then, every one, would John, if he knew me at this time, rejoice over me? Would John be pleased if he saw my ways and my behavior, or would he look sorrowful and grave? Oh, children, children, do not neglect this question. This is no light matter. It may be your life. No wise man will ever rejoice over bad children. They may be clean and pretty and have fine clothes and look well outwardly, but a wise man will only feel sad when he sees them. He will feel they are wrong inwardly. They have not new hearts. They are not going to heaven. Believe me, it is far better to be good than to be pretty. It is far better to have grace in your hearts than to have much money in your pockets, or fine clothes on your backs. None but children who love Christ are the children who rejoice a wise man's heart. Beloved children, hear the last words I have to say to you.